The best burger in town just got better. Stop by Just a Burger on Main Street and try the new pretzel burger. It's available in all shapes and forms. You can get it in a cheeseburger, mushroom and Swiss, chili and cheddar. It's a third pound beef patty with some bacon and cheese. Hey, look in the press this week. Get the coupon, take it down there, and you get a free drink with your pretzel burger. Welcome to the Rocket Pregame Podcast. Crittenden County will go to Webster County this week to play the Trojans. Be the first time we've played Webster County over the last 2 years. Short respite in the series, which Crittenden County holds a decided advantage in. You can see more about the series and the numbers on the blog. Andy Hunt's got a lot of information. Coach Starnes, this is a game, could be either team's game, and both teams need this one.
Yeah, it's a big game for both teams. You know, we feel like we match up well with them. I think it's two teams that are a lot alike, that, you know, two teams that one, I think, has a lot of seniors, and one that, like we do, we're very inexperienced, very young, and not very many kids, so we don't have much depth. But it's a game that I think could go either way, just depending on the team that makes things happen.
They've got a number of seniors, and several of them are starters this year. The running back is a pretty – actually got a couple of good running backs with the Trey Wright and Zach Bruce, and then the quarterback is a sophomore. He's a newcomer to the lineup. But then they got a pretty good receiver in Peyton Bussell. This is going to be somewhat of a change. It's the first time we've seen Webster County in 2 years, and they've got a new coach. What can we expect from the new coaching staff over there?
Well, I mean, I know Scotty Vance real well throughout the years, and he's been around, so I've talked to him a few times, and you know, he's trying to establish a program over there and discipline, and he's doing a good job. And the kids seem like they're well coached. They play with fundamentals. You know, they play hard, so it's going to be an interesting ball game to find out you know, how we match up. But again, we say it's not about other teams; it's about us. It's about how we've improved this week from last week, and certainly technique-wise, we needed to improve after last week. So as we focus on this week, and hopefully it's worked, and if we play our technique, then we think we have a chance to win this ball game.
Mm-hmm. We have any changes in personnel this week?
Well, not necessarily. You know, Mason Myers, he should be okay. He went back. He ended up breaking his finger on the hand that he broke his thumb on. So in the JV ball game. So we have to find out you know, how the kids are and how they respond. We have Seth Birdwell. I think he's going to be out with a neck injury that he hurt in the JV ball game. So we just have to make sure we put the personnel in there and they play hard.
Okay. You know, this is an interesting statistic for, you know, I'm kind of a numbers guy. This will be the 40th meeting between the two schools, and this is one of the most common opponents in Crittenden County's history. Actually, there are only three other schools, Caldwell, Fulton, and Russellville, that we've played more over the years. So this is the 40th meeting, and your record against Webster County is 14-5, so that's almost 20. So half of the games that we've ever played them, you've been the coach.
Anytime that you have a school that's 30, 35 minutes down the road, you want to make sure that you play them, simply because of travel and time out. So you don't have to spend as much time on the road that you would normally have to. So we're glad to get it back. We're glad to have it on the schedule. I think Scotty will keep it on the schedule. So we just have to see. But you know, I know when I first got here that Webster was the first win that we had. I think in '91 when I was here, we beat them 7-6 in a close ball game. Back when they had Jay Suma Sins, who happened to drop the ball in the end zone and allowed us to win that ball game by 1 point. So, you know, it's interesting, and there's a lot of history to the two teams.
Yeah. Of course, Sims went on and played at the University of Kentucky, and Webster's produced some pretty good players over the years.
But yeah, I mean, they have a group of kids, right? You know, I think that they have good size up front. They have a kid, number 77, that I think is one of the best linemen that I've seen. He comes off the ball real well offensively, and he penetrates defensively, and his motor keeps running all the time. And like you said, they have running backs that run hard. They've got a receiver that has some athletic ability and talent. You know, it looks like he has some quickness. He's also a return guy. So, you know, we have to watch out for him. We can't take this one for granted. We got to go over there and play a hard-nosed football game.
Do you feel like we can get back to our wishbone running attack against this team, or are we going to?
You know, that's always our plan. That's what we plan on doing every game. If we can establish a run and chew up the clock and move the chains and, you know, long sustaining drives, then we have a chance to win ball games and play good defense. So, obviously, that's what our philosophy is this year, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Of course, we had more trouble with it last week. Lane Wallace had rushed for, you know, close to 300 yards in his first two games of the season. Then last week, he had 8 on 14 carries. So Union bottled us up pretty good.
Well, Union was a better football team than we were. They beat us up front, so you weren't able to establish anything. So it makes a big difference. But we were able to throw the ball a little bit and have some success throwing the football. So, you know, that was good for us to be able to work on that when we needed it. You get teams that they're going to stop your run, you're going to have to be able to throw it. You get teams that stop your pass, you've got to be able to run it. So you have to be balanced up and be able to do it, and we feel like we can do it against teams that we match up with.
And we did have some success throwing the ball last week. Travis got on a roll there in one series after we had struggled running the ball, completed 4 or 5 passes, then we got down and actually threw an interception, but still it was a good series throwing the ball. And Seth Birdwell, I think, caught 2 passes on that series, and now here he's out.
Yeah, and you know, it's sad it's for him because he did have a good game, and then he's going to be out this week. But, you know, we got Alex Cosby out there receiving, and he's going to have to step in his place. And Nick Castiller is out there. So, you know, we got kids that can step in there and play, and they're just going to have to this week.
Well, I know this is one that you you really want to get this victory as we head into a little tougher part of our schedule next week and the weeks thereafter. Muhlenberg County will be here the following week for homecoming. And then we go into some of our we have Marshall County, and then we go into our district schedule with Murray, Ballard, and Caldwell. So this is a game we certainly want to get, and I know Webster County will like to have this one too because they're in the same boat.
Yeah, they're in the same situation, and they selected us for homecoming, so it's Webster County's homecoming this week. So we've used that to try to motivate the kids and see what we can do when we go over there tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I know you're en route to for a follow-up visit for some of your health issues you've had, and everything is on track. You're recuperating well, from what I understand.
Everything's going well.
Good deal. Always glad to see you on that sideline. We missed you the first game. We're glad you're back.
Yeah, it's good to be back, buddy.
Defensive coordinator Jeremy Wheeler has the responsibility of getting his team prepared to stop Webster County this week. The Trojans have some pretty good offensive players. They have a running back, a senior, Trey Wright, and he's rushed for over 100 yards in one game, but hasn't had a real good game the last couple of outings. But then they have another kid in the backfield, Wright's a junior. The senior is Zach Bruce, and he's a kid that can play quarterback or running back, and he's a strong runner, good-looking kid, plays some pretty good defense too. Then they have a sophomore quarterback, Dylan Beatty, and that might be something we can exploit, Jeremy, having a sophomore back there calling shots.
Yeah, I believe so. You know, some people have thought that, and, you know, looking at the film on them, you know, he's not afraid to tuck it and run it. He seems that he can take some shots even when he does get hit outside the pocket, and when he does decide to stay in the pocket and throw it, he throws a pretty good ball.
And they throw the ball quite a bit, don't they? More than probably we've seen.
Yeah, probably more than we've seen, you know, so far, other than, you know, what we thought Union County was going to throw it. But when they decided to run it like they did, they didn't need to throw it. So we should expect to probably see a pretty balanced attack from Webster, you know, 50-50 on them running and throwing it because, you know, like you said, they're tailback and run the ball. They got a fullback that runs real, real hard. They can catch great out of the backfield. And like I said, their quarterback is young, but has some pretty good mechanics.
They have a couple of receivers. Probably the top receiver on the team is Peyton Bussell. He's a senior, pretty good good athlete. Then they have another tall kid, Jamin Warren. He's a junior, and I think he's caught some pretty important passes, not quite as many as the other kid, but I think he's a guy they will go to.
Yeah, he's a sure-handed receiver. Seems like he can check down to him when he for sure wants to get a catch with Peyton Bussell. It seems like, you know, he can make something happen after the catch. He's not afraid to go east and west, and like I said, has some pretty good moves.
Warren looks like a tall, thin kid.
Yeah, a lot like number 9 from Union County, except just not as thick.
The tight end, but you know, they really didn't use him like we thought they would.
Didn't need to when you can hand it off and get 40 yards a run.
Of course, we've never faced Scotty Vance's offense. This will be the first time we've seen Webster County under his command. Tell me a little bit about what you're seeing on film. What kind of offense they're running?
On offense, they line up in a lot of pro set, and then they'll throw a lot of formations at you. You know, they go R trips, L trips. Against Ballard, they did some R trips bunch. And then also, you know, like I said, they'll spread you out and go empty. A lot of times the quarterback will still be under center. They got some pretty big boys at the line. They got one kid, he's a left tackle. I think he was 300-plus and 6'4", something like that, a pretty big kid.
Is that the Springfield boy?
I'm not for sure.
I think he's a pretty good player. Yeah. For them. Go ahead.
And like I said, that's what they try to do. I think they're pretty balanced. You know, they're comfortable running the ball. They're comfortable throwing the ball. So we'll just kind of find out, tomorrow night exactly, you know, what they really want to do to us.
It's hard to get a good feel on our defense coming off of last week's game without Dylan Hollis. It was the first night that he had not played. Union County exploited our athleticism, I guess you might say, and our tackling ability. We missed a lot of tackles. I'm sure that's something that's concerned you and you've worked on this week. But tell us a little bit about what we're doing to get ready for Webster County, which is a game that could go either way. It's a game we need to win.
Yeah, we definitely need to win, especially after our lack of outing last week. And one thing has always been known for Crittenden County is we've always been good tacklers. Hadn't been the most athletic group of kids ever, but we always seem to tackle well. And last week, you know, when you have somebody that fast, that Onan kid running the ball. It runs that hard, you know, it poses a threat of actually trying to tackle him. So we kind of went back to the basics this week. Defensively, you can't line up as many formations as Coach Starnes likes to offensively. But, you know, we can throw some different fronts out there, move some linebackers around and DBs, depending on the situation. So I think it'll be more of the same, you know, with us. We're not going to try to get too fancy with it. Just align the kids in the right spots. They should know their assignments. And then hopefully they're just going to attack to the ball, get a lot of three and outs, and let the offense do their thing.
That's what we're hoping for this week. Mason Myers got his cast off his thumb this week and then broke another finger in a JV game early in the week. So I think that's four fingers now for Mason.
Four fingers for Mason. Got two backs and now a neck with Birdwell. He has a fractured neck.
Does he?
Yeah.
I assume he's out.
Yeah, he's out. He hadn't practiced all week. He came up, but we had a big JB game against them on Monday, went into overtime, and the young kids really showed a lot of heart. And Birdwell was getting in on working some snaps at different positions, and he came in and made one heck of a hit to make the game go into overtime. And like I said, didn't they really think he was hurt that night? And x-rays revealed that he was either a fracture or something to his neck, or vertebrae, something like that. So we're hoping he has a full recovery and he can get back to the field because he's turned out to be a really he's always been a good young man off the field and in the weight room and whatnot, but on the field he's really started turning on as a sophomore, and I believe he lettered as a freshman. You know, so he got in there in some pretty big games last year.
And caught a couple of passes for last week, too, offensively. That's a shame that we're losing
here. Yeah, if you look at the film, he made some acrobatic catches. You know, there was one that it bobbled it two or three times, and a guy took his legs out, and he still snagged it. Yeah, had two catches. So, you know, he's come along real well for us.
So who gets the nod for him? Will that be at corner? Will that be Cosby?
Yeah, we had a rotation with Cosby and Birdwell at corner, and then sometimes getting Travis Gilbert a little bit of relief. And then when we went to our nickel package – you know, Birdwell would come in. So we kind of moved some things around. Now you have Hollis hurt. You have Mason Myers not practicing yesterday. So let's see, who else do we have out? I mean, it's just been kind of that time of the year. You know, you're in a tough game and things happen, and you know, you can either dwell on it or you can hope somebody else just steps up, and that's what we're going to do.
Well, we've got a lot of injured kids. Who's your pick to click this week? Who's got to have a good game for us to handle them on defense? I assume our guys up front will have to play a pretty good game. Then we've got to get a pass rush on the quarterback because they like to throw it. We got to our secondary has to cover their people. Who's the man?
Well, you're putting me in a bad spot there as a defense coordinator, Chris, on my pick to click. I mean, you know, always with Crittenden County football, everybody has to play when those lights come on. And so my pick to click would be the whole defense is going to have to play as a team, you know, or front defensive line, they're going to have to do their job. Linebacking core is going to have to do theirs. But if I had to have a pick to click, I'd have a 1 and 1A. 1 would be Noah Dickerson, and 1A would be Castiller.
Nick Castiller, who's playing at linebacker now.
Right? Plays linebacker, strong safety, free safety, corner. He can play any position on the football field, and he does it with a smile on his face.
And he's a good athlete and a sophomore, right?
Just a sophomore,
just a sophomore.
Yes.
Of course, Noah Dickerson is a junior, and he's a player that, he could really take over a game. And he's, you know, he's played well, but I still think Noah has yet to show us what he's perfectly capable of doing on the football.
Oh yeah, he gave a glimpse last week of what he really can do in the second half when they kicked off to us, and he took and had that burst of speed, broke through a hole, and took it all the way down to probably about the 30, and finally got excited. And like I said, that just gave us a glimpse. So hopefully this Friday night, we don't have to wait till late in the game for him to show that. And offensively, you know, we know what he can do. Defensively, you know, as a safety, he still comes up, puts his nose in the hole, and he gets there a lot of times before some of the linebackers, you know, which makes him have a lot of tackling points. So, like I said, I hope he really does step up and have a good game. I think he needs it, and he deserves it.
I think you're right. I think Noah's one we got to count on this week. I think Lane Wallace has to have another good game running the ball. He needs to bring his lunch pail because I think he needs to be the workhorse in this game. And Brendan Phillips, you know, we need Brendan to have a good game too, offensively and defensively. So hopefully we'll go over to Webster County and pull an old traditional Crittenden County victory over the Trojans.